shower?
My shower was a nozzle on a long lead pipe that rose above the tub like a post at executions where you're tied up with a knot, eyes shut, waiting for that fatal shot. My father was no plumber. He found the plans for the shower in a magazine, perhaps Modern Romance. For this shower was so sensitive and moody, if someone downstairs turned on a faucet before your shower was done, even for a second, the flow of comforting warm water turned frigid, dismo, and the victim stood there, frozen, helpless and surprised by a sudden loss of vision as his eyeballs crystallized, and the pain throughout his body, and the frostbite in his blood, and his skin froze white and rigid, and his heart stopped with a thud. But to freeze a body is gentle compared to when you boil it, which would happen in this shower if somebody flushed a toilet. It came without a warning as you sang la la and scrubbed. No rumble in the pipe said this volcano would erupt. It just blew up in your face or from behind. The lava rose and hit you bending over to wash between your toes. And you sprang up in great agony and yelled and tried to run. And slipped and fell down in a heap, medium well done. Another Christian martyr in the flames trying to pray, oh Lord, forgive that person, but please not right away. Yes, I had some spiritual moments in that shower of my youth, time where water seemed to thunder down with truth upon my body when I had a carnal thought and enjoyed and dwelled upon it, though I knew that I should not, but allowed myself to daydream in the regions of desire. Did the Lord reach down and flush to strike me down with liquid fire? I used to think he did, but now I'm older and I realize that the shower was a lesson in man's sweet mortality. How fine, how fragile is this trembling form. How delicious is the water, and how briefly it stays warm. And how it may turn painful without a word, and how, though it seems unfair, this pain can be endured, and how the joyful moments seem more sweet as they go by, because you know this shower has a limited supply. I'm out of that old bathroom now, and since then I've gotten wet in a lot of shower systems where the temperature is set by small inboard computers that keep it warm nonstop and regulate the volume and the shape of every drop. An exact configuration from a trickle to barrage, steady flow or impulse stations for a thundering massage. With bath oil, beads, and vitamins mixed in, emulsified from shower heads above you and below and to the sides. Six to make a shower, one to make the gentle mist, and a tape deck in the ceiling playing Chopin and Franz Liszt. And a light to make a rainbow where the shower is a prism, and all of it designed to soak out Calvinism. And the sun lamps in the ceiling and the coil in the floor maintain precision comfort, and you know there's always more hot water where this came from. Some endless reservoir that the universe has guaranteed to you its brightest star. But as I stand in absolute luxurious delight and utter satisfaction, I know it is not right. You know it too, my friend, so tomorrow when you rise and stand under your shower while you are acclimatized, reach for the knob marked H and turn it off and stand in prayer. Oh, Lord, help me appreciate what soon will not be there, and may I be more thankful, more aware of sinful pride, my own complacency, and less inclined to take for granted the gift I get for you. I thank you now for everyone and praise and utter, woo! And may I stand in proper reverent awe of all these wonders with joyful spirit. Woo! And now in conclusion, may I just say amen and open your eyes, turn on the warm, and now be clean again.